Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube 88.9 FM, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello, again.
Did you see a movie this week, Melanie?
I saw three movies
this week. Oh, wow, three movies.
This was a banner week for me for movies.
I guess.
But we, of course, sometimes we do our recording here on Monday and sometimes on Wednesday. And today's mm-hmm. Wednesday, so I had a little extra time to, you know, squeeze in some movies. So I guess I'll start with the one that I just, on a whim, I was doing something and it ended early, mm-hmm. and I said, oh, look, I can go see a movie, because it's at a good time, and here I am in my car, and I've had dinner, so that's what I did. I just beetled off to the movies mm-hmm. to see Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, nice.
Which is the one that I think I've been talking about mm-hmm. wanting to see for a while now. Unfortunately, it is ending. It's been there for weeks and weeks, and this is the last week, which means Thursday. Mm-hmm. After Thursday's show, it's gone. Mm-hmm. And probably people won't hear this until Friday, which is really kind of too bad. However, it was very fun. It was a fun movie. And it's, I think the way you have to say the title is not Crazy Rich Asians, it's Crazy Rich Asians, because the people who are the central characters, except for the female lead, mm-hmm. who's, you know, not poor, but not wealthy, mm-hmm. like the crazy rich Asians of the movie, including her fiancé, played by the very handsome Henry Golding, who was in another movie that I saw last week, and I think I mentioned at the time, this guy is, you know, he's sort of worth the price of admission. Someone said, oh, look, it's the Asian Bachelor. Yeah. So good fun, two full hours of bright colors and food scenes and some beautiful, beautiful scenes of Singapore, which is where the movie takes place. And besides Henry Golding, there's a really excellent older actress of a certain age who plays his mom, and her name is Michelle Yeoh. She's in many, many, many things, and she's been around a long time, and she really is a fine actress. And one of the delights of the movie was a comedian, I believe she's a comedian / actress, named Awkwafina, and she too is Asian, and in this particular movie she had this shock of very blonde hair, which gave her an offbeat look, mm-hmm. and she's an offbeat character, and she played the best friend of our female lead. Anyway, it was good fun. If you are able to somehow see it while it's still in theaters, it's kind of a good theater movie in the sense that there's a lot to look at on the screen. There is certainly the wealthy Asians in this movie are heavily into excess. Everything is excessive. A friend who tends to go to Asia fairly regularly said, and it turns out that Asians are even more excessive in their than North Americans of the same general level of wealth. Anyway, so it was fun, a fun movie to watch. And there were lots of people in the theater last night, which was nice.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a little unusual because mm-hmm. I'm used to being in the theater kind of by myself. Or with my companion. But anyway, so that was one. Another movie that I saw and is now, unfortunately, again, playing only in French was called The Bookshop. British. A very low-key, quiet British film. And although it's around for at least another week, it is... as often happens, it is now, the English edition is not available. It's only in French. And it's unfortunate because it's a British movie. Mm-hmm. So you would think, you should really go see this in English. Anyway, good story. Young woman who's a widow and is trying to find, who lives in a tiny little British village somewhere on a coast, and she's trying to find something useful to do with herself, and she decides, I'm going to open a bookstore. She's a big-time reader. So she goes ahead and opens this bookstore, unfortunately against the wishes of the wealthiest family in town. They've decided that they want her space for an arts center. She said, but I've got my bookshop open. And her bookshop, you know, it's a little surprising considering how small this town is. The bookshop looks like Chapters from Montreal. It's just huge, stocked with books. So you won't be able to see it in English locally, but you may find it on the internet. And if you like quiet British movies, and this was based on a best-selling novel of a few years ago, then it's worth your while. And finally, the third film that I saw is called Life Itself. And I must admit, I was very disappointed. I was like really looking forward to this movie, mm-hmm. because the person responsible, Dan Fogelman, I think. Yeah, Dan Fogelman is the creator of the TV show that I enjoy called This Is Us. So this was kind of a This Is Us type movie. Mm-hmm. Instead of being on the small screen, it was on the big screen. It begins well. There's a third of the movie I found very interesting. Good performances. Oscar Isaac is great. Olivia Wilde is beautiful and a good actress. But unfortunately, it kind of goes downhill from there. It becomes a lot more mundane. The story isn't told in a particularly interesting way. And it concerns the same family. But I found it kind of, and a lot of the critics that I read said the same thing. It's really not pulling its weight at the box office, and they're saying, yeah, we know why. It's just not a very good movie. And I thought, oh, darn. I was really hoping that that this would be a winner. But wait for the video, if at all. It's not one that I would go out of my way to recommend. Still other movies playing there in English. There's one which appears to be kind of a documentary called Playing Hard. And it's there in English. And it seems to be based on the life and career of a video game mogul in Montreal, who's kind of a pacifist, but he creates these very, very, very violent games.
Oh.
Anyway, I watched the trailer and I said, oh, okay. That's new, so it'll be there for a bit. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you're a video game enthusiast, which I must admit I'm not, then it would be one that you would probably like to see, because it's, you know, a developer up close and personal. So that would be one to give some thought to, and it's new. And the other one, or another one, which is still there, is one that I commented on last week, which I really liked, the one about the A Simple Favor. That's still there, and that's in English, and it is actually, to my mind, worth going to the theater, even though it's not a big budget, big splashy movie. It is good fun. Another one, which I think I mentioned is there, but I'll never see it, is called The Predator,
mm-hmm.
which is a horror film, you know, with lots of really grisly creatures in English. So have fun if you decide to go and see it. And another horror movie, which I said last week, no, I don't think so, called The Nun, is still there in both languages. And what's new this week is called The House with a... I'll make sure I got the title right here. The House with a Clock in Its Walls. And this is Jack Black movie. Many people know Jack Black. He's mostly done comic things, but he's relatively skilled in terms of doing other types of roles. And in this one, he is he plays the owner. I believe he's the owner of a house that has it's kind of a haunted house film.
Okay.
And again, what I read basically said it is pretty good for kids. They'll probably enjoy it, and you as an adult might also enjoy it, but it's nothing to write home about. Mm-hmm. But it's been doing okay. So it's that's animated? Another one.
An animated movie?
No. It's real
okay.
people.
Oh, okay.
Real, actual, live mm-hmm. performers. Coming down the road, we have movies that will arrive this Friday, and there are at least four English, well, partly English, movies coming. One is absolutely a children's film called Littlefoot, mm-hmm. and I watched the trailer for that, and it looks delightful. It looks like one that I might just say, oh, I'm just going to go and see that, even though I'm older than their target audience, about a whole village of Sasquatches or Yetis, oh, okay. abominable snowmen, and they see the footprint of a person, and because of the size, the person's footprint, he's the little foot of the title refers to this human being, and I gather what happens is that one or several of the Sasquatches goes looking for this little person because they're concerned about him. You know, they're very appealing, big feet. They're very they're sweet. This it looks. I don't honestly know who the animation company is, but it looks a lot like the Hotel Transylvania films.
Okay.
So that's the kind of animation to expect. Mm-hmm. Another one, The Ultimate Voyage, and I must admit I couldn't find anything about that. And it says it's subtitled, but I think it is subtitled in English. I'll have to check on that one for next time. That's opening also Friday. Another one, a subtitled movie which was made. It's subtitled in English, not French. It's subtitled in English, but the language it's made in is, I believe, Spanish. So again, that's one that I'll have to check a little further into. I watched the trailer and I thought, I'm not sure about this. It looks interesting. It's definitely an adult film.
Okay.
It's not adult in the good sense of an adult mm-hmm. film. So it's not one that I would recommend for people who go to the movies to escape and to see lots of things moving around on the screen and explosions. It's not that kind of a movie. Finally, also on Friday, there's a movie opening with Kevin Hart and Tiffany, I think her Haddish, well, she's definitely an up-and-coming black actress, and the star is somebody who's, he's definitely been around for a few years now. And is sells lots of tickets. So anyway, so that would be the one that was Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish star in this movie, and it's called Night School. I think Kevin goes back to school to get his high school diploma. I'm not a huge Kevin Hart fan. Not to say I won't see it, but it's not one that I think I would go way out of my way to see, but he is huge. So for all of you Kevin Hart fans out there, and you probably also have now heard of Tiffany Haddish, go and have fun. I think it's going to be a movie that will draw in the folks. There's a couple starting oddly on the weekend, but they are not in English. And just a heads up that on October 5th, which is 2 weeks from now, is the big splashy remake of A Star Is Born.
Okay.
Which is now, this is at least the fourth time this movie has been remade.
Mm-hmm.
And the one I first saw was back in the probably 50s with Judy Garland and James Mason in the two starring roles. Mm-hmm. And then sometime after that, Barbra Streisand redid it. I can't remember who her co-star was. And in this newest one, we have Lady Gaga.
Oh.
In a dramatic role where, of course, she sings. And Bradley Cooper, who plays the her co-star. And I believe he is also the director of the movie. So I love Bradley Cooper. And I think I'm starting to develop a liking for Lady Gaga, especially when she's looking more or less like herself. So that's one that I think I would recommend when it arrives. But that's not next week. It's the week after. In terms of the reviews of things that are there now, go quickly off to the Rotten Tomatoes site.
Mm-hmm.
The House with a Clock in Its Walls is considered good. 67% of the viewers gave it I would call it a thumbs up. They call it the tomato meter, and it's like certified fresh. 67% is good. That's and it's, of course, making lots of money. Smallfoot, 74%.
Oh,
and that's the one that's coming next week. The one that I recommended from last time, A Simple Favor, that's doing very well. And that's gotten good reviews. That's 84%. And certainly top of the heap is Crazy Rich Asians, 93%.
Wow.
Favorable audience reaction. Yep. And the one that, let's see what we have here, the one that I didn't much like, no one much liked, the one Life Itself. So don't go out of your way to see Life Itself, but definitely, and I think it will still be there, and I think it'll be in English. Catch the movie, House with a Clock in Its Wall, if you're kind of a kind of a horror fan, but not gross horror. It's kind of clever horror, and the A Simple Favor.
Okay,
of the ones I've seen recently, I think that's. That's been far and away my favorite. Although Crazy Rich Asians is pretty good. Okay, so that's it. That's it for me for this week. There will be a few more movies to check out between now and next. The next time I sit here with Maureen in the studio. Again, $56 gets you 8 tickets to be used anytime you want. And in any combination, you can have 8 people go at the same time or one person go 8 times. And anyway, so it's a good deal.
It is a good deal.
Yep. And it's something that, especially as we get into a season where people are going to want to be doing more indoor things, I think it's a good way to spend an afternoon or an evening.
It is. Okay. Well, we thank you very much, Melanie. Anything else you'd like to add?
Not so much. There's a movie there, I think it's there now, called Assassination Nation, which actually is doing okay. It's kind of a 68% favorable rating, but it's one of those oddball movies. Oops, I forgot an important one. Sorry. This movie is only offered in French.
Okay.
Clearly, it's an English movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only showing locally in French. And the movie, I'm sorry, forgot all about somehow, is called Fahrenheit 11/9. And this is a Michael Moore documentary about the Trump presidency. Anybody who knows anything about Michael Moore can pretty well guess what kind of a tone it will take. Michael Moore is ultra liberal, and a very, very good documentary filmmaker. His documentaries are never terribly objective. He always has some sort of an axe to grind. But he's a good filmmaker. This movie is receiving decent reviews. I think a number of people have said it's not his best, but it's certainly not his worst either. And the point that he makes throughout, and I think that this is an important point, is if you didn't vote in the last election, you folks down there in the United States, you have no one to blame but yourselves. So it's kind of like, get out there and vote next mm-hmm. time around.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a very destructive person who is doing incredibly negative things in the U.S. And something has to give, because it's just a disaster area to the south. So anyway, so it's called Fahrenheit 11/9. I must admit, I don't know why it has that title, but I'll find out. And next week, maybe I can tell you how it came to have that title. I will definitely see this one, because I do think as much as Michael Moore is somebody who probably has nothing surprising to say in his documentaries, he's very good at saying what he wants to say.
Mm-hmm. He is. Yeah. Yes.
You've probably seen his mm-hmm. stuff. Anyway, okay.
Okay, well, we thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And, oh, it mm-hmm. says French on the website,
mm-hmm.
and it's English with subtitles in French.
Oh, that's really important to know.
It is important to know, and mm-hmm. I'm never clear on why they're not more careful about that, because people who are just kind of scrolling through the little icons mm-hmm. on the website will say, oh, French, and not go any further and check a little bit more to see that, well, no, it's subtitled in French, but it's in English.
Good.
So very it's a little annoyance that yeah. they have with the Maison de Cinema. As wonderful as they are, they need to be more careful about this.
Exactly. Just a note to people to, you know, be aware of that. And
Don't be deterred carefully. If it says French, and it's especially because if it's an English, you know, it's an English movie,
mm-hmm.
then go deeper into the website to find out more about the movie, and you'll see, ah, anglais avec sous-titres français. So it's, don't be deterred. Anyway, thank you for, I was ready to pack it in, and I forgot about this very important film.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay, see you next week.
We will.